It's the Coast to Coast Close-Up today with the Cambry Love Sea. Hello, Cambry.
Hi, how are you?
I'm fine. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. Thanks for having me.
Excellent. It's been a while since you and I had a chat, hey?
It has. Oh, my gosh. Thanks for having me back on. This is always one of my favorite catch-ups to do, so I was excited for this one.
Excellent. New song called Stompin' Grounds. We'll talk about that in just a second. But how is life in BC for you? Everything's fine?
Everything's good, yeah. Currently in a heat wave here. We're having 42-degree weather, so been spending a lot of time in the pool. But things are opening back up again, which is really exciting. So I've been playing a lot of shows this last few months, and got the new song out. So life is pretty good right now.
So you're in front of people, actually in front of a live audience, playing some music, are you?
I am, yeah. I mean, on a smaller scale than usual right now, but it's so nice to get back out and be able to play for people. I mean, that's my favorite part of the job. And we've been able to do smaller shows around here, so it's been really nice to get back out. And I think people are appreciating the live music more now than ever before. So yeah. I hope that trend continues.
For sure, you bet. New song for you called Stompin' Grounds. Tell me about that song.
Yeah, so I wrote this song in December, and I found that, you know, when quarantine hit, I started to write a whole bunch. I think like all of us were forced to slow down, and for me, I hadn't slowed down like that like ever, and especially in the last few years. And I really started to write a lot, and Stompin' Grounds was a product of that. And I feel like I wrote some of the best stuff I've ever written. And Stompin' Grounds was a song that kind of came from, you know, thinking forward to this summer, and you know, people are going to want to dance, people are going to want to get out and have something they can dance to and party along to when we can get back together again. And I wanted to put out a fun summer song that represented, you know, this summer getting back together and getting back to real life. And I think Stompin' Grounds does is that I think it pulls on a lot of like 90s country as well. There's a fun little line dance in there that's a little Shania Twain-esque, so it's a fun one. And we put out a music video for it too a couple weeks ago, and that's got the line dance in it, so it's a fun one.
How was the music the video shoot for you? Was it fun?
Oh, it was so fun. Oh my gosh, so much fun. I got a lot of my friends to be in the video with me, so that's always fun getting to work with your friends. And I got to kind of co-direct with my amazing director Dylan Ferreira, and I kind of just like had all these ideas. Stompin' Grounds was one of those songs that when I wrote it, I was picturing what the video would look like in my head as I wrote it. It was a very visual song for me, and so I just kind of like threw all these ideas at him, and we brought them to life, and it was just so much fun. I've never danced in a video before, and you'll see I put on the cowboy boots and do a little bootski and boogie, so it was so much fun.
So how do you like directing? I guess that would be fun for you then, wouldn't it?
Definitely. And Stompin' Grounds is the first song I've ever been a producer on as well. So good. This whole project and these new songs I've got coming out are the first time I've really like fully stepped into the driver's seat and been a part of every single decision, every single part of things, and creating this new era. And I love it. I absolutely love it. It's really cool to be in on every single decision and make music that you're super proud of.
Nice. You mentioned your friends a second ago. So what else do you do? What do you do with your friends? You don't talk about country music all the time, do you? Or do you?
Well, let's see. I have a few friends that allow me to talk about country music all the time. So love them. You got to have those friends. And then, you know, I'm really thankful to have a really close, supportive circle. And I think that's, you know, that's so key when you're in this business, especially like I'm working as an independent artist to do all the jobs that us independent artists do and working every day. And, you know, it's really important to have that support circle that you can lean on and to be there. Yeah. I mean, in this industry, you're going to get some no's before you get some yeses. And on the bad days, they're there. And on the good days, they're there to celebrate with you. And so, I mean, yeah, I'm really thankful to have that. And now that summer's here, having some pool parties and all that good stuff. I'm thankful that I've got a few friends that can dance.
Yes,
so I'm like, hey, guys, you want to come dance with me? And they were like, we're in.
That's right. It looks like your life is pointed in the right direction. That's so cool, Cambry. Really.
Oh,
really,
thank really you cool. so much.
Got it. The best way to get a hold of you on social media, how do we do that?
Yeah, so all my social media is Cambrie Lovesy, CambrieLovesy. I know it's a tough one. So, Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, I do all the things. And my website is CambrieMusic.com, and that's kind of the one-stop shop where you can find all those links and everything. So, yeah, connect with me. I'm always busy on the social media and love connecting with people. So, yeah,
always
find me on there.
Always a pleasure, Cambrie. Thanks for the chat. Good luck with this new tune, and we'll talk again.
Thank you so much, Cal. Such a pleasure chatting with you.
Cambrie Lovesy on the Coast to Coast Close Up.